orthopedics. During the 18th and early 19th centuries, a person with a broken bone or a dislocation was more likely to have been treated by an unqualified practitioner than a surgeon, who, unless he had wartime training, would have had no training in orthopedics. The unqualified practitioner, sometimes called bone setters, were of a variable competence. Some were completely untrained, but some had served an apprenticeship. The Thomas family had been bone setters for four generations when Hugh Owen Thomas qualified in medicine in Edinburgh and continued his studies in Paris. He returned to Liverpool where, after working with his father for a time, he set up on his own. His techniques of treating fractures by immobilisation were so successful that he has been called the father of modern orthopaedics. Towards the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, the training of surgeons improved and some specified in orthopaedics. The first orthopaedic surgeon to the Worcester Royal Infirmary was appointed in 1919. Since that time, the range of orthopaedic surgery has increased enormously, particularly in the treatment of fractures with internal and external fixation, and the replacement of damaged joints with metal and plastic. This case contains some of the fittings used to replace knee and hip joints and the tools needed for these operations. On the bottom shelf, there are some Victorian orthopaedic objects, including a platform boot for a person with a deformed leg and some leg and arm splints. There are also some more modern examples of tools used in orthopaedic procedures, as well as examples of modern prosthetics.